Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, August 21st, 2022. And the globalists have launched a major terror attack in Russia to trigger a Russian response.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Alexander Dugin has been on our broadcast before. I've been on some of his shows in Russia. And he is a Russian nationalist, not a fascist, as our corporate-controlled media has said. And in the lead-up to this open proxy war with the Russians in Ukraine, you can pull up the news articles with Republican and Democrat senators and others, like Lindsey Graham, calling for the assassination of Vladimir Putin and people like Alexander Dugin. So the idea that in the Moscow suburbs, less than a day ago, his daughter, driving back in his car, he was in another vehicle, the idea that he or Putin would blow up his own daughter is preposterous. But the London Telegraph, the BBC, U.S. News, they're running the headlines. It's a false flag. So I supposedly lose $40-something million rigged lawsuits for questioning events saying they could be staged or fake or the system targeting itself. But one in Telegraph and others could say it. Telegraph reporting Dugin attack is likely a false flag, close quote. Remember, only Russia carries out false flags. Russia blames Kiev for killing daughter of Putin's Rasputin, but the truth may be closer to home. They go on to say they think that he blew up his own daughter. Now, when you see a false flag like 9/11, they attack civilians. They don't attack the elites. Or they totally staged it and it didn't happen in the Gulf of Tonkin, 1964, declassified 2004, staged. And no babies had their brains bashed out in incubators in 1990 to launch the Iraq War, but millions did die because of it from starvation. No, ladies and gentlemen, he drove in his car to the festival. His daughter went back in the other car. He rode with some folks so he could talk to him in the other car. And right as they pull up to the house, a bomb planted in the car, it's now being reported, blew her sky high. The only respite is that she died instantly. So will Alexander Dugin file a lawsuit as London Telegraph and win $47 million or $49 million because they're saying he did it? But see, here's the difference. I didn't say I was going to go kill school children in elementary school in Connecticut. The West said they were going to kill Alexander Dugin. They said they were going to kill Vladimir Putin. And then when one of his political advisors, and there's no doubt he's a top influential Russian nationalist, gets an attempted assassination attempt that kills his daughter, Daria, well, then it's a false flag. See, I didn't say I was going to attack an elementary school and then say that the parents killed their kids. I never said that. But this is the equivalent, if Alex Jones is evil for questioning a mass shooting and saying maybe it didn't happen, imagine the level of evil saying that he and Putin murdered and blew up his own daughter. Absolutely incredible what they do and what they get away with. I've monitored and looked at the national Russian news. They're hopping mad at Putin. They're pissed that a suburb could be bombed and that this journalist and talk show host, his daughter, was also very prominent. Daria Dugina, I guess in Russia they add an A when the last name's to a feminine. Dugin's the father. Dugina is the blown-up daughter. And they're saying Alexander Dugin blew his daughter up. But no proof. But that's okay, because they're mainstream media. The truth is, you're allowed to question anything you want. You can say his daughter isn't dead if you want. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're right. The point is that you have a right to question. They have a right to put this out. They're just saying you don't have a right to question. Be right back. Stay with us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Daria Dugina in the suburbs of Russia today got blown sky high in a car bomb right in front of her father. She was driving his car back. They'd gone to a festival. He drove with a friend so he could talk to them behind her. And he witnessed her die in the fiery explosion. Within hours, mainstream corporate media in the United States and the UK said that Putin and Alexander Dugin blew up his own daughter. Isn't that interesting? They say in a false flag with no evidence. Now, it's okay. They have a right to speculate. They have free speech. But see, they don't want us to have free speech to question other big events as well. I don't buy it at all. No Academy Award winner could fake Alexander Dugin and that look as he gets out of his car and sees his daughter in the exploded, burning wreckage. No one could fake the reality of that. But regardless, everybody's heard Lindsey Graham and not just Republican senators, Democrat senators, and others call for the assassination of Putin and his national supporters. In fact, I've seen the news articles, you can pull them up, where they've called for killing Dugin and his prominent talk show host and journalist daughter. But he was clearly the target because he's the populist of Russia. He's the Alex Jones of Russia. And mainstream news has said that over the years. The Alex Jones of Russia, the populist, the popular talk show host that has like half the country tuning into him. He's dead. His daughter's dead. They want to make sure he dies. The globalists have the motive to kill him. In their minds, he's a dead man. In fact, we have a clip I sent you guys. I sent you so many clips, and I forgot to tell you before we went on air to make sure I had it. But it's 2017, Senator Lindsey Graham with McCain in Kiev saying, we're about to launch a major war against Putin here in Ukraine. And then, of course, you later saw that full war get launched. So I'm not on the Russian side. I'm not on the American side. I'm on the side of peace. I don't want a war with Russia, but we're already in one. And Russia has been threatening massive escalations against U.S. and NATO targets in Europe if the acceleration of heavy weapons into that disputed area continues. And definitely, this is going to put major fuel on the fire to trigger Russia to escalate. Here's some of the headlines. Paul Joseph Watson tweeted about it. Telegraph reporting Dugin attack is likely a false flag. Here's the actual article on the Telegraph. There's a bunch of others saying it. This is just how World War I started, by killing a prominent Austrian-Hungarian Empire individual, the Archduke. And this is a very, very dangerous situation. Now, coming up in Sunday Live that we do every Sunday night, 6 to 8 p.m., we're going to air my interview on National Russian TV when Dugin interviewed me on his network a few years ago. And we're also going to air my interview with Alexander Dugin. But actually hear what he has to say for yourself. We actually debate and argue about a few issues. I want the U.S. to work with Russia. I want global peace. He thinks that's not going to happen. He thinks Russia's destined for a big war with the West. And I guess he's been proven right. But I'm there with an olive branch trying to work things out. He doesn't believe that's the case. And now his daughter has been killed. But I've got all these BBC videos and USABC videos and others. Look at this. The same establishment that hyperventilates over mean words and edgy tweets will gladly platform people who justify car bombing private citizens for expressing opinions they don't like. Yeah, the media is defending it, saying he's a fascist. His whole family deserves to die. The face of a man who effed around and found out as the left celebrates his dead daughter. The left made a big deal about the interviews. Alexander Dugin's interview with Alex Jones. See that. We're going to have it posted right now up in the live show feed at Infowars.com. But Dugin's been in the arena. His daughter's been in the arena. They know what they're dealing with. And you could say maybe Putin did this because he knows Dugin's a big nationalist to get Russians behind the war. Except if you know the climate in Russia, they're angry. The average Russian in the polls, like 90%, that Putin isn't doing more in Ukraine, and that's why the population there pushed Putin into responding to the NATO proxy war that's been going on for almost nine years that George Soros brags he helped orchestrate. So that's why this is so dangerous. I don't want an escalation, but I think you're about to see one, and this is just a very dangerous moment in civilization. Alexander Dugin holds head in his hands amid aftermath of the Moscow car bomb that killed his daughter. Here's his daughter. Daria Dugin was a Russian hawk who rallied against the West global hegemony. New York Times. Dugin's daughter died. Putin's theorist. The car exploded while traveling. A possible attack. They were together. He changed his car at the last minute. Kiev will shudder. Russians outraged after Moscow car bombing kills Putin's ally. Live updates. Russian authorities investigate daughter of key Putin ally killed in car bombing. Let me just say this briefly. We're going to come back and talk about this more. I don't think this is a false flag. But the CIA had things like Operation Northwoods, where CIA operatives and their families would get on a plane with one tail number. They'd blow up another plane with the same tail number. Those families would all just change their names and use that as a pretext to go to war with Cuba and then Russia. Look up Operation Northwoods, ABC News, NBC News, they've all covered it. So these things exist. Did he stage the death of his daughter? Is she still alive? Did she change her name? I don't think that's the case. But you have a right to say that. And you have a right to speculate. And that's what all these lawsuits against InfoWars, everybody you're about, is silencing that discussion. Robert Barnes is coming up to cover the waterfront here. He was scheduled to host tonight, but I had to come in. This was so big. He'll be coming in next segment. But let me talk about the lawsuits against us. There are dozens of types of bankruptcy. We've done Chapter 5, which is reorganization, survival for a business, so the business can continue on and, quote, pay its debts. In the last few hearings, this is going to be coming out, they have the plaintiff's lawyers and Soros' lawyers with the big law firm out of Houston in the meetings saying, we want it seized and shut down. We don't want the money. And, of course, federal law says the judge is supposed to keep it going, quote, for the creditors, but they don't want money from judgments, you understand? And we knew they'd do that, and we're showing that right now. That's why, as long as we have solvent numbers to pay the employees, keep the lights on, run the operation, the federal judge will look at that for a year and then say, okay, over the next 5 years, here's what you can pay, and that's what they get, and we stay on air. Federal court's already seen my books. They know I haven't paid myself in a year and a half. They know I've injected $10 million, everything I got into this operation, all the emergency savings. And the court's eyes are getting real big right now in these meetings where they're like, we want them shut down. We want their, no, we don't want money for electricity. We want it closed. You're like, wait, you're creditors. Don't you want money for the plaintiffs? The families are nothing but puppets they're using and controlling. I'm sorry for them. But that's what this is all about. And they will not silence us if you simply buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And you've been doing it. and our 13-week plan to fund the operation and come out of the bankruptcy and do this is happening. So thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus, our flagship product sold out for almost a year, back in stock, 50% off. So good for your DNA, so good for your telomeres, so good for your immune system. Everybody, men, women, and children should be taking it. It's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and more. 50% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, strongest turmeric out there, 95% humanoids. Leading competitors are 5%, and it still works at 5%. It's incredible. It's in stock. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock. Supermill Vitality, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's the last few days at InfoWarsStore.com where you can get a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the Future. You can get a regular copy for 20-something bucks. The books got here this week. They start shipping next week. But if you want the signed one, it's a fundraiser. I thank you for your support. But I've got to sign these, so I got to stop at a certain point. That'll be the next few days. Get The Great Reset and The War for the World signed at InfoWarsStore.com. And all that money going right into InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com, funding the pro-American, pro-human revolution against the globalist tyrants. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product contract I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show this Sunday. Guest hosting, Robert Barnes. Today we're going to be discussing whether or not the Biden administration, in one last ditch effort, desperate effort to salvage their election in the midterms coming up in November, may risk war with China. But that a little bit later on. First up, there has been a lot of talk about what has happened in the assassination of the daughter of the Russian political philosopher, the person some people call the Alex Jones of Russia, that was clearly an assassination attempt targeted at him that ended up killing his daughter instead, and he witnessed it in live time. What will that be on the impact in the Ukrainian conflict? What will that be on the impact in Russia? What will that be on the impact in the West? Well, the first thing to understand is the West perceives, and Ukraine in particular perceives, Dugin is an extraordinarily influential Russian political thinker. Within Russia, his political influence is not considered as strong as some in the West and in Ukraine in particular have suggested. His particular Eurasianist approach has been more controversial outside of Russia than within Russia. But what it does suggest is that the Ukrainians are now going to resort to not just sabotage in Crimea, not just engaging in direct civilian attacks in eastern Ukraine and the Russian-occupied regions, which they have been doing. They've been killing a range of people, including kids and journalists, by sending in mines that could only be used against the or effective against the civilian population, have been doing sabotage and blowing up places in Crimea. But this would suggest a broad expansion into the Chechen approach, which was to engage in extensive, broad-scale terrorism within Russia itself, and that may have been part of the reason for the attack on Dugin and that led to the death of his daughter, who was a journalist in her own right. This also raises a scary question. The Dugin, along with several other journalists who have been killed over the last month, were on what some called a Ukrainian hit list. This was a blacklist of individuals targeted by the Ukrainian government and supported by aspects of NATO and the Western press. It's important to know who else was on that hit list, on that blacklist. It included reporter Glenn Greenwald. It included United States Senator Rand Paul. Who else will be next on the Ukrainian hit list? How much might this get out of hand? How much might we see Operation Gladio-type activities across Europe, where CIA-backed entities ended up engaging in wide-scale terrorism through the 1970s and 1980s throughout Europe in what was supposed to be a left-behind army to fight the Soviets, ended up instead becoming something to terrorize domestic populations for truly fascistic agendas. All of this poses major risk to an escalation of the conflict. What it will not change is the ultimate likely outcome in Ukraine itself. Indeed, as of today, Russia is marching on Mykolaiv and other locations throughout Ukraine and appears to be continually, steadily winning the territory it needs to achieve and attain its political objectives in the conflict. What this does likely mean is an increase in the probability Russia does not back off. As Alex Jones mentioned, the reaction in Russia is going to be to increase the intensity of the operations in Ukraine, to seek more in land and territory and property in Ukraine, and it will not be to a deterrent to Russia moving forward and being more assertive and aggressive. Indeed, this increases the probability that once they take back the Donbass, that it is likely that Russia will expand to include more of the southern regions, to include more of Kharkiv, and likely increases the probability of them going across the to Odessa and throughout the Black Sea regions to build a land bridge to Transnistria. It's relevant that in this context, there have been multiple efforts by Ukraine and its allies to expand the scope of the conflict. Those attempts to bring in Romania and Moldova in an attack on Transnistria, a Russian region that's within Moldova and is a land is connected to Ukraine. There was an effort to add Kaliningrad as an additional front by getting the Baltics to do dumb things by blocking access to Kaliningrad, which is this old historic part of Russia that is still there. There was an effort to get Georgia to instigate a new conflict in South Ossetia. So there's been multiple and myriad efforts to extend and expand the scope of conflict and make this war more like a global war. The question now will be whether or not domestic terrorism to the Russian population, killing journalists right within Russia, and of note, Russia several months ago unraveled and exposed an attempt to kill high-ranking Russian journalists by Ukrainian-connected groups. So this appears, while there's been no official or formal confirmation, this appears to be a Ukrainian-backed attack on the Russian population, now blowing up civilian journalists in Moscow that are connected to prominent Russian political figures and political philosophers. This will increase Russian hostility. It will not decrease it. It will increase Russia's expansionistic efforts in Ukraine, not deter it. And it further undermines the efforts of the West to cabin and contain this conflict to Ukraine itself. Just as they have tried to expand it to Transnistria, Georgia, and Kaliningrad, now it runs risk of expanding across Europe itself. Already economically, Europe has suffered an extraordinary blowback, politically and economically, from this conflict. Indeed, the Italian government was sacked. Macron, the French president, lost his parliamentary majority. Boris Johnson in the United Kingdom had to resign. There's already talk that Orban used it to success, as did Serbia, because he was more aligned with Russia than he was with NATO's attacks on Russia. And now there's increasing talks that the head of Germany may also be have his political life near its end due to the devastating economic effects that are taking place in Germany as blowback from the sanctions. Indeed, what is taking place is that they're talking about energy rates that may be 10 times higher, not just for ordinary residents and their ability to heat or cool their homes and the ability to have hot water for showers, just basic amenities like that. But German industry was built on a deal that Putin cut with the prior president of Germany, Schroeder, which basically said, we, Russia, will give you cheap gas, natural gas in particular, in exchange for Germany being able to build up its industry. This would net affect the German economy becoming an industrial juggernaut throughout the EU time period and being the dominant political power within the EU during Angela Merkel's tenure. They've now cut themselves off of that. The effect of cutting themselves off of that is that not only are their residents going to suffer extraordinarily in their loss of basic amenities, but their economy and their industry is likely to take a shocking step backwards. That is why there's talk that Germany may be the next government to fall in what some call the Zelensky curse. The net effect of getting too close to Zelensky is that your own political regime collapses. The Ukraine escalating this into domestic terror campaigns is only going to prolong the conflict, intensify the conflict, and further continue to undermine any ability to get a peace resolution. Indeed, the Erdogan, the Turkish president, was there just this past week trying to get a deal done, but couldn't, and it was clear that there was no chance of it. So this deep state escalation and elevation of the conflict is only going to put us more at risk for global war. Now, up next after we come back from the break, we'll be talking about what's the risk we actually go to a real hot war with China in the Taiwan Straits. How much might it actually help Xi and the Chinese Communist Party for the U.S. to trigger an unnecessary war, as President Trump called it, in Taiwan, over Taiwan?
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
And winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes, guest hosting. We'll be discussing a little bit later what is the risk that the Biden administration gets us involved in a war in China in the fall as a desperate last October surprise to deter the complete crushing Democrats are likely to experience in the November midterms. How much does China actually potentially profit politically from such a conflict as a necessary distraction to deal with the debacle from their no-COVID lockdown policies, as well as the economic implosion that is occurring due to the credit collapse related to the real estate bubble created by a very Ponzi scheme-ish structure of real estate investment in China. We'll be discussing that a little bit later. But first up, What is the risk that President Trump faces actual criminal prosecution on reasonable grounds based on the search warrant raid that took place just a couple of weeks ago? Here there's two main mythologies that various liberal legal advocates are out there making. The first is the claim that President Trump had records that he was not legally entitled to have custody over. The second is that those records had a certain legal status, which is what stripped him of that custodial right, which included that the records were quote-unquote presidential records, and secondly, that the records had been classified and were still so classified. The problem with that is a decision made on behalf of one William Jefferson Clinton. Back when Judicial Watch sought records based on comparable grounds in a federal district court, the same judge who presided over the travesty of the Roger Stone trial, one Amy Berman Jackson, established against the Democratic Party's current interest that, in fact, the President of the United States gets to unilaterally decide what is and is not a presidential record. The president gets to unilaterally decide what is and is not classified. The president then, even if they are classified, even if they are presidential records, the president gets to keep custody over those records in an agreement with the National Archive. So the problem that the left has is that very decision. In that decision, the judge ruled that Judicial Watch could not request any records pursuant to the Freedom of Information Act unless they could show that President Clinton had designated those records as presidential records and or classified records, neither of which he had done, even though those records fit the classic definition. This is because the Presidential Records Act, much like our classification rules, are meant to govern everybody except the president. They're meant to govern ordinary, everyday employees that are part of the White House, that are part of the any other aspect of government, that are part of the National Archives. That's who those rules are meant to restrict, meant to regulate. There's no protocol that is required, no formality that is required for the President of the United States to say that this record is not a presidential record under the Presidential Records Act, but is instead a personal record, which the Presidential Records Act specifically excludes from its coverage. It says if a record is a personal record, then the National Archives is not entitled to it. It's not a presidential record. It's not a governmental record. It is the president's personal record. And the person who decides that is solely and wholly the president of the United States himself. If the president looks at a record and says, I hereby declare these personal records, that ends it. It's called a non-reviewable, full discretionary alternative and option and power that the president has. What that means when it says not reviewable, it means no court can second guess it. No executive agency can second guess it. Nobody else can second guess it. So the president had the complete right vested in him as president to declare any record he took as a personal record. And he didn't have to go through any formality. There was no documents that had to be signed, nothing that had to be published. That was it. That meant those records at Mar-a-Lago are the president's personal record. It doesn't matter if somebody disagrees with whether the president should have called them personal records. His decision is a non-reviewable decision. He has the full unilateral power to make that decision. The same is true for classification. This too has been litigated in the past and was litigated all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. That if the president, the only reason we have classification is to make sure that the records that the president wants to keep secret stay secret. Not that anybody else wants to keep secret. The unelected bureaucrats in the executive branch do not get to override the elected president of the United States. The Constitution gives sole exclusive executive power to one person and one person only, and that's the president of the United States. Nobody else has any power over him or beyond him. So the classification rules are designed so that the president's desire to keep certain records classified stay classified as to who has access to them, that the executive branch within certain degrees of reason gets to limit that on behalf of the president. If the president determines something is not classified, it's not classified, period. End of story. And once again, just like the difference between presidential records governed by the Presidential Records Act and personal records exempt from the Presidential Records Act, Classified records are no longer classified the moment the president declares it, and no formality is required. The formality is for people beneath the president, below the president, the unelected portions of the executive branch. That's who all the rules about classification, the formality for declassification applies to. They have never applied to and constitutionally cannot constrict the president of the United States. This includes another claim that is out there, which is that Congress could override the president's power of classification. This precise issue has already been litigated by the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court determined that, point in fact, the Congress can't override the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution is what gives the president the exclusive, non-reviewable, complete vested power to determine what is and is not declassified. End of story. And it doesn't matter if a subsequent president decides to classify something, it can't reclassify what the president has already declassified for his own records. It can only classify whatever record is still in the custody of the government. It can't re-custodialize documents back into government possession that the former president has declassified. So that is why the president's exclusive power, non-reviewable power, means all those documents that were there at Mar-a-Lago remain the president's documents, not the government's documents. That meant there was no probable cause to say there was a violation of the Presidential Records Act. There was no probable cause to say there had been a violation of the defense-related acts or the espionage acts. There was no probable cause to claim there had been any violation of classification rules. Those are the president's documents. Constitutionally, he gets to determine their status. And if he says they're mine, they ain't yours, that means they're mine and ain't yours. End of story, legally. That meant that the warrant, which has been promised to be partially released in redacted form, could not have met the probable cause standard. Critically, the FBI and the Justice Department were supposed to internally review these rules before even pursuing a warrant. And we're supposed to make the court aware that such a requirement was present and these past cases existed. It appears that they lied. We'll find out when the actual warrant is released and the warrant affidavit is released. The warrant itself lacked what's called particularity, which means that it was so broad, it said any record that existed simply during a time frame. That was the only limitation. The time frame of 4 years while Trump was president they could grab. We know they grabbed more than they were constitutionally entitled to, even under the warrant's unduly liberal and overbroad construction and lack of particularity, because they've already been returning the president's records, including passports and other documents. They have a bunch of attorney-client privilege documents they weren't entitled to review. They have other privileged documents, executive and other privileged documents they were not entitled to review. And so we know that they illicitly seized materials. The only question now is the remedy for what took place. But the remedy is not a constitutionally consistent indictment. No legally grounded indictment can be brought. That doesn't mean D.C. won't try it anyway, but there will be no fair legal grounds to bring it. When we come back after the break, we'll discuss what is the risk we end up in war with China.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and GoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies.
But are they finding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting this Sunday. We will be discussing the risk that we end up in war with China because it may serve both the interests of the Biden administration in a desperate last siege of to stop the election forthcoming red wave in November, and it may serve the interest of President Xi in China to restore his own power in China and the power of the Chinese Communist Party as it faces substantial internal protests over wide-ranging economic issues related both to their no-COVID lockdown policies that interrupted and impaired supply chains, as well as the incoming banking and financial and real estate problems that derive from the quasi-Ponzi scheme real estate bubble they've been building up for almost a decade or more with local municipal branches of the CCP. But that's a little bit later. First up, let's talk about what keeps InfoWars on the air, what makes it such a threat to the powers that be within the political establishment. That is because it's not a surprise that someone like Alexander Dugin, whose daughter was assassinated today, who apparently targeted himself for assassination, that one of the places that he has had access to an American audience where you can independently assess his viewpoints was InfoWars, whether it's Alexander Cockburn, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, William Binney, a wide range of figures on the left, or whether it's a wide range of figures on the political right, including Donald Trump early on in his 2016 presidential campaign. InfoWars has continued to be the primary place you can get independent information where you get to decide what information you want to accept and which information you want to reject, which side of an issue you want to take and which ones you don't. You're given unfettered, unguarded access to honest, independent information that challenges and contests institutional narratives that the establishment gatekeepers don't want you to know about. That's why it is not a surprise that InfoWars was the tip of the spear in challenging the lockdown policies in 2020, and challenging the mandates of masks and vaccines, and challenging whether or not Big Pharma's prescription for our problems of the pandemic were in fact prescriptions at all, but were instead raised major issues of dangers to our health. It's not a coincidence that that is the case. And that reflects the fact that InfoWars has been a critical place where people can gather, get and share independent information outside of the protected institutional gates of political power. Well, what has kept InfoWars on the air? Because there has been a decade-long assault, and particularly for the last half decade, of lawfare waged against InfoWars, which, as Alex Jones mentioned, even the bankruptcy proceedings, their goal and objective is not to restructure InfoWars, but the creditors related to some of this lawfare want to instead shut it down. So why has InfoWars not been shut down? It hasn't been shut down because InfoWars is not dependent on sugar daddy corporate donors. InfoWars is not dependent on big, powerful corporate sponsors that can manipulate the message. Look at, say, Fox News. Is there a reason Fox News has been so slow and so late to exposing issues related to the health consequences of the vaccine, to the mounting evidence we're seeing from a range of sources, from Steve Kirsch to Edward Dowd, to people that have seen the insurance data, to various substacks that have dug into the available all-death data that continue to show surprising, shocking rises in a range of diseases and deaths in age categories that don't make sense, so much so that it's the leading category of death, unexplained cause of death in many parts of the world today. The only people exposing it is InfoWars on a consistent basis. Why? Because Big Pharma doesn't advertise here on InfoWars. Big Pharma does advertise pretty much everywhere else, including Fox News. There's a reason why the deep state war in Ukraine that is backfiring on the objectives of the deep state were not exposed by the institutional actors that depend on their connections and associations and affiliations with deep state actors. We'll be talking a little bit later about the Armin Hammer family in a forthcoming documentary concerning the great-grandson whose crimes were just recently exposed and how it reflects a broad embodiment of deep state policies and priorities. So what keeps InfoWars on the air? You. The fuel to InfoWars is the audience. You determine whether InfoWars exists or doesn't. You determine what information is broadcast and isn't. You determine what keeps InfoWars alive to broadcast to the world or whether it's shut down tomorrow. And that is by going to InfoWarsStore.com to buy products that will make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser as you choose which products you like that best suit your need. That can be a wide range of natural health, alternative health supplements, which, as we'll talk about, the New York Times wants to shut down, by the way. These are products that allow you, based on your own information, based on your own education, to purchase at affordable, price competitive rates that are made from the best quality that have been vouched for and vetted by Alex Jones himself and by the audience that can participate in giving reviews, decide to purchase or repurchase or not. As just two examples of two products currently on sale, that includes DNA Force and Mineral Fusion. So let's look at, as an example, what's in, and you can look at the ingredients. You can do your own research and determine, but let's look at Viral Mineral Fusion, which is currently back in stock. It includes vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, COQ10, and a wide range of other nutrients that have a history of people saying, this works for me, this helps me, this has been beneficial to me. And unlike Big Pharma products, unlike the chemically controlled products of much of the so-called professional health industry, these products are rooted in things that have a long history of helping ordinary, everyday human beings live a healthier life. And now is that at such an extraordinary discount that you're able to afford it and stay at a price competitive rate. with various competitors that are out there. And so in the process of getting these products that support you, that make you healthier, that make you better off, that improve your well-being, as you can attest for yourself, as you can decide for yourself, like everything else at InfoWars, it is a little d democratized mechanism of freedom of press and freedom of speech and freedom of association and freedom of expression, the critical fundamental pillars of constitutional liberty. What makes it possible is you going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the products that you like, whether if you want products that help your health, you want products that help your sleep, if you want products that help you wake up, if you want products that help you focus, if you want products that improve your diet, if you want products that improve your clarity and focus during the day, if you want products that increase your chance at longevity, as Martin Luther King famously said, there's benefit to a long-lived life, even if he was willing to forego it for the causes that he cared about, whether it's to chill out or to level up, all of those products are available to you. Fish oil, krill oil, you name it. A range of products that have an established record, according to the consumers themselves that have reviewed it, of being productive and serving the purpose that you want and need. So it basically what it is the product substitution effect, that these are products that in one way, shape, or form you're either already buying or you need to purchase. And so you're simply substituting that and in the process getting it at a price competitive level, getting it from a place that by the consumer reviews has a well-established record of putting out quality product, getting it at a price that's extraordinarily competitive with other prices, and in the process making your own life healthier and wealthier, but not just that, making you and the world around you wiser. By you are the sponsor. You are the sugar daddy. You are the supporter. It's the audience that controls whether the message gets heard. It's the audience that controls whether the messenger is allowed to speak. Because what people often forget about the First Amendment is it's not just a right to speak. It's not just a right to express. It's not just a right to religion or other forms of association and affiliation. It's a right to listen. It's a right for me and you and all of us to hear whatever idea we want to hear, whether that's political, whether that's spiritual, whether that's cultural, whether that's economic, whatever it may be. It's most importantly about the right to hear, the right to listen, the right to choose what you want to listen to. You want to be able to walk into that public square and be able to decide, I get to decide what I listen to, not some gatekeeper, not some institutional control, not some misrepresentations and deceptions and misleading interpretations by our institutional narrative, not propaganda as spread by the chief propagandist, but honest, independent information from a wide range of diverse viewpoints where you get to research it yourself, independently vet it yourself, and independently determine, is this what I want? Is this what I want to share? Is this what I agree with? Is it what I disagree with? That's the robust debate that a robust public square requires for constitutional liberty and freedom to survive. And you are the front of the line. So as long as you hold the line, then InfoWars stays alive. So go today to InfoWarsStore.com, find something you like, find something you want, find something you need, and improve your own life, and in the process, keep freedom alive in America. When we come back, are we going to...
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.